Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Yesterday morning, Melissa, very, very, very brave, attacked big time fear of her. And not just like, oh, heights kind of freaked me out a little bit. This is debilitating for her.
It's like a phobia. I mean, it is face your fears, but I chose something that is a phobia of mine, which is heights. And it's affected my entire life, where from the high dive on the pool as a kid to flying in a plane to, you know, I have no fear of crashing in a plane. My thing is we're just really high up and it freaks me out. And so yesterday I faced my fear of heights by going to one of the tallest buildings in downtown Atlanta and getting on the rooftop and looking over. And pictures of that are on the web, by the way.
Even the pictures freak you out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you could kind of see her inching her way to the edge of the building on her butt, you know,
uh-huh.
And the hair kind of like all over the place because there's so much wind up there. Yeah. It was freaked me out listening to it yesterday.
Walk in.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Jeff is attacking his fear today, which is a fear of guns. Weird.
Yeah, it's not like I was explaining. It's not so much like the fear of guns as I think it is like the fear of unknown, because I have never fired anything above like a BB gun or a pellet gun.
I think it's a common fear. I think a lot of people have a fear of guns for the very same reason. They've never handled one. They know it can be deadly, but you know, and that's what it's about.
So I'm up in Marietta on Canton Highway. This place called Ed's Guns, and it is exactly what you would expect a gun store to be. Exactly.
I don't know what that means. Like, I don't have any expectation of what the inside of a gun store looks like.
If you were to write a sitcom and it was just going to be about a gun store, think of the stuff like you would decorate the set with the you know, the animal heads on the wooden plaques all around the walls, right? The guy who greets you at the door, and which of course they have up here at Ed's, the guy who greets you at the door, his name is Gunny. And that's exactly what would happen. And he looks every bit like the Marine or the Army guy, you know, shaved head. He's the guy who, you know, Phil put it best, who was probably in the military and then, you know, retired, got the honorable discharge, tons of awards, whatever. And then when, you know, the drama started happening over in Iraq, he's like, I want to go back. I was back there, this wouldn't be taking so long. Like that type of guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's in here, and it's just, you know, in between the camouflage and the deer scent and the, you know, the sights, there's the glass counters with all the guns, and I've been talking to a guy named Kurt, and while I'm a little nervous, Phil, it's like Christmas.
Yeah, no doubt, man. This guy's totally in his element, isn't he?
Like, Phil's like, hey, when you're done, can I take a few minutes and shoot? I said, sure.
So while you're walking around there and you're looking at all the guns and stuff, I mean, is there any kind of anxiety, or it's the actual just having it in your hand where you start to get freaked out?
I had no anxiety, none. I can't remember who I said this to this morning. The only time I got nervous really this morning is when I thought of the fast-moving mechanisms of all the gun and the fact that my skin might get caught somewhere.
Right.
Like, that seriously is what made me nervous this morning. And so I came up here and I was fine. I'm talking to Phil. We come in. I meet Kurt. We're talking. Yeah, I talked to Kurt about everything. We go over the four rules of gun safety. I kind of have this little pre-course, very thorough, very very comprehensive on how to hold a gun and handle a gun. And I was completely fine, because Kurt compulsively checks the handgun to make sure there's no bullet in the chamber. It's not loaded, of course. So I had no. So even when I was holding the gun, no anxiety. But then he had me load the magazine, which is completely separate from the gun. Like, there's the gun, and then there's the magazine, and there's no bullets in the gun until you put the magazine in the gun.
Right.
And I noticed myself, after the magazine was loaded and the gun was on the counter, like, fixating on the two of them to make sure they somehow didn't come close together and slide together and then fall off the counter or something.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's the, I wonder if it's more the fear of the gun or the fear that you actually have the power to take somebody's life.
I don't know what it is, which that might be it. Like, I mean, I don't know what it is, but it, once the bullets were in the magazine and the actual power was there, you know what, one of the guys here explained it a good way. It's like a power tool.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think of like a table saw and how horribly something like that could hurt you, then you're you know, like it's terrible. But then if you see the plug lying on the ground, you know that it's harmless.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's not plugged in. Well, by putting the bullets in the magazine, all of a sudden it's plugged in and you're like, oh my God, if I hit the wrong button, that thing's going to start spinning. And then what if my arm hits it and it cuts off my arm? Same exact idea with the gun. It was really weird because I thought, I was even, like I said, Melissa, you set the bar high with your, you know, paralyzing fear of heights. So I almost felt bad that I wasn't as scared as you were. And then I started to feel the anxiety once the bullets came out and stuff. It was actually pretty weird.
Right. Are you afraid of it malfunctioning in any way?
Only if it's pointed towards me when that happens.
Because, you know, like, sometimes guns can backfire and sometimes, you know, it can come out the back of the gun. And
right. Did I talk about the breeze when you were on top of the roof,
yes.
Melissa?
Yeah.
You did before I went up there, like the day before.
Well, it's the day of.
Okay.
And, so one of the things I told
Hey, he's changing the rules.
I told you that the, you know, one of my fears was like the skin, you know, getting caught in the whole thing.
Right.
So at one point, he has me hold the gun and he says, okay, you're holding it incorrectly. If you hold it there, this part, I can't remember what it's called, but the top part shoots back at 350 feet per second. And if your thumb's there, you'll really have a problem.
Mm.
And now I'm focused, like, I can't not hold the gun that way. It's weird.
You lose a digit, big deal.
Yeah, I got two thumbs, right?
You'll be all right. Are you at the shooting range? I mean, can we do this right now?
Yeah, if you want to do it right now, I can, I guess I'll walk in and I'll hand the phone to Phil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'll let you talk to Phil, and then Kurt and I will walk back into the thing, and then I'll probably put my headset on and we'll go from there. Is that cool?
That's fine, yeah.
Now, I want to ask a question, Jeff. So how far is the shooting range from where you are now?
The shooting range?
Yeah.
Oh, it's through two doors. It's a 10-second walk away.
Because I think to add to this, you have to carry the loaded gun to the place you're shooting it instead of Kurt carrying it for you.
Melissa, don't be silly. You do not load the gun until you're in the place where you're going to use it.
There you go.
The rules of gun safety. Thank you.
That's a nice break.
He's learning.
That's a very nice break.
Even though he told me to rappel down that building yesterday, I did not forget that either.
Hey, guys. We can go.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Have you ever felt more at home than you do right now?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Do you ever feel more at home than you do right now in a gun shop?
Yeah, I really do. I'm sitting here walking around going, wow, you know, I could really probably get a gun for the house. And, they do practices every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I can meet y'all up here. Yeah, I can skip out on boot camp.
Didn't your school rent out that place for prom?
What's that?
Didn't your school rent out that place for prom?
We could have. We should have. But it's me. I'm sitting here going through my Christmas wish list as I'm walking around.
A Red Ryder BB gun.
Put an eye out. How far?
Hang on. We are putting all the safety gear on right now, the goggles and the headset. Oh, give me 2 seconds.
They must have had to put two headsets together today.
Yeah, he's got a big old head and those goggles. Like, they just put a sheet of yellow saran wrap around his eyes.
My ears on.
Have to wrap his head.
Yeah.
Swaddle him.
Yeah. That's a big head.
Now, hey, Phil?
I think
you can hear me?
Yeah. Is he going to be on the phone, or is he on that weird Zephyr thing that Melissa was on yesterday?
No. You'll be able to hear it through me.
Okay, so we're not going to talk to him while he's shooting.
No, because he has to use both hands to shoot.
Okay.
So I'll be standing right beside him as he shoots, and I can hear y'all. And if I cut out for a second, it's just because it's really loud.
Let me ask a question. Explain what he's shooting.
Explain exactly again what it is we're shooting.
Handgun rifle.
Well, hang on 1 second. Here.
Hello?
Okay, there. This is 9mm Springfield XD semi-automatic pistol.
Okay, got it.
Is that a badass pistol right there?
Yeah, it's cool. The best way to describe it, it's almost like a movie gun. It's not a revolver, and it does have the magazine clip that goes along with it, and the little clips, the magazine springs out, and you load it real fast. So it's a black gun, and it doesn't have the little pullback trigger. You just fire. It's semi-automatic. So what I learned is semi-automatic means, you know, you shoot it once, and you got to trigger again, it doesn't keep going.
Yeah, Melissa was just, Melissa brought up a great point. We probably should have had him do a shotgun.
I'm sitting here going, because I, you know, I'm from small town South. I learned how to shoot guns when I was a kid. And so he should have been shooting a rifle so he had a kickback to kind of really freak him out. But we didn't think ahead.
For the record, he just replaced the extremely large target with a very, very small target.
It doesn't matter. He's not going to hit
He's not going to hit it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, he is. He stepped up to the booth right now. He's about to load the gun.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk to him?
You want to talk to him? Can you shoot and at the same time? Okay, hold on. I'm going to pass it back to Jeff real quick.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. There?
Yeah.
Hey. How you feeling?
Oh, okay. I actually thought everything would be kind of done for me, but it wasn't. Like, I had to load the gun and stuff.
Yeah. So, and that's what's going to bring the anxiety, right? Putting the bullets in the gun.
So,
check to see if there's anything.
I'm having these sympathy feelings.
Hold on, I'm checking to see if there's anything in the chamber.
Because that's what freaked him out. You know, the story Jeff told. Oh, sorry.
Put the magazine in firmly.
If it goes this way.
That's it.
Slam it in.
No, just there you go.
Okay.
Now, keep your finger off the trigger.
Fingers off the trigger.
Slide sharply.
Wait a minute. What hand am I shooting with?
You're shooting with your left hand.
Okay. So doing like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cross the top.
And then I do this?
Rack it sharp.
And when I rack it, it's armed?
That's correct.
And we want to do that right now?
We want to do that right now.
All right.
How are you feeling right now?
There we go. We're hot.
Oh, you just did it?
Nope. Okay, yeah. I'm now holding a hot gun.
Okay. It's in the chamber.
How
okay.
You How you feeling?
I'm doing okay.
Both hands.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Fingers hands.
Is that
thumb? Move the thumb. And I just thumb.
Your sights are on the target.
All right, you guys, shot, where do you want it, hard or head?
Hard. Put your finger on the trigger, squeeze slowly until you feel some precision.
Here we go. You guys ready?
Uh-huh.
Pick up the slack. Thumb forward.
All right, got it. Thumb forward.
Squeeze trigger straight back. Excellent.
Wow.
Hell of a shot.
Heard that one.
Excellent.
I hate that sound. Hey, man.
Wow.
Hello?
I hate that sound.
Woo! Wow. Yeah. I'm sweating. My palms are sweating for you, Jeff. How'd it feel?
I'm a marksman.
How'd
you hit?
Yeah, I can shoot. Yeah, I think Phil's going to take some shots, but yeah, I did it.
How'd you do?
Save your target.
Yeah, I'll bring the target back. That was actually really cool. And Jen, I know Jessica will be into this, so Tuesday night, ladies shoot free.
Sweet!
Swear to God. So we'll come back Tuesday night. That was, I got to be honest with you, that was actually exhilarating. Like,
yeah,
I want
really?
To do it again.
Yeah, with your passion for power, I'm guessing you turn into Dirty Harry right now.
Oh, my God. It was awesome. Phil's taking a picture of Kurt right now holding my target. And, yeah, that was actually really, really really cool.
All right. So
really cool.
The reactions are a little different. Today, like, you got over it. You're digging it. Oof. Melissa's in, like, no big rush to get on top of a building again.
But I did say yesterday, I'm going to continue doing what I did yesterday. I'm not going to get on top of that building again because, well, I can't. But I'm going to continue fighting it and get, it's going to take, mine's a little phobic. His was just that he didn't know how to do it. So
yeah.
It's going to take me longer.
Same hole?
That's 3 shots.
Same hole, 3 shots.
Wow,
really,
dude.
Jeff? That's awesome. Yeah.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
That was, that was actually definitely a different overcoming the fear than Melissa, because it's almost a high.
Well, Brandon,
to be perfect, totally honest with you, like, I'm smiling.
Well, take a picture of the target and
bring the target back.
Okay, cool.
They're going to get a new target for Phil, so Phil doesn't take any credit for my great marksmanship.
Nice job, dude. We'll see you when you get back.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Thanks, Bond, James Bond out.
The Burt Show.
These 5 celebrities are known as the best hung in entertainment. We call this all or nothing trivia. You have to call up with all 5 answers. If you don't have all 5 right, we'll tell you how many you got right. We just won't tell you which ones. Start to see a pattern starting to form. We have to get this right today. We absolutely must.
Please, somebody is driving me crazy.
Stop the madness, people.
Jennifer, you get the first crack at it.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. David Letterman, Eddie Murphy, Harrison Ford, Don Johnson, and Ron Jeremy.
Ron Man, Jeremy is not right.
And has been guessed before.
And has been guessed before, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a look at some of the clues here. All right, over 40.
Over 40.
We've said he's got to be over 40.
Still alive.
Still alive. White dude.
White dude.
And you know him. You probably know him as an actor, but he was certainly something in the entertainment world before he was an actor that made him a celebrity. All right?
And the big clue you gave on Friday was that he starred in Sex and the City.
Did you say he starred or was a guest star?
I said
he was on Sex and the City.
Sex
Sorry.
In the City, okay?
Have you confirmed or denied your guess yet?
No.
Good morning, Randall.
Yes.
Let's put an end to it.
All right. I've got Eddie Murphy, Don Johnson, Harrison Ford, David Letterman, and John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi. Is he on Sex and the City?
Yep.
Was?
He was Carrie's boyfriend.
You got 4 of 5.
Darn it.
4 of 5.
Was that your guess?
Four
that was
five.
My guess.
That was Hobbies.
Okay.
All right.
What?
I will write down my guess. I have a new guess.
Why, was that your second one?
No.
Oh.
I'm curious what your guess is.
I can't spell his name.
Okay, then you got it.
Okay.
Good morning, Liz. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I think it's Eddie Murphy, David Letterman, Harrison Ford, Don Johnson, and John O'Hurley.
The Dancing with the Stars dude.
Jay Peterman's got a big pose.
Yeah.
Was he on Sex and the City?
He guest starred on there.
He did?
I think so.
Okay. Well, you got 4 of 5.
Oh, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. You guys remember him on that show?
I don't remember him on Sex and the City, but I know who John Hurley is.
Good morning, Ray.
How you doing?
All right. You?
Not too bad.
All right. These 5 celebrities are known as the best hung in entertainment.
Okay. Eddie Murphy, Don Johnson, Harrison Ford, David Letterman, and Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Was Carrot Top on Sex and the City?
I know him.
Not sure. Just a guess.
I'm not sure if he was on Sex and the City also.
Well, he's been guessed before anyways.
Yeah, 4 of 5.
Okay.
That sucks when you're a celebrity and someone says your name and you...
Yeah.
Not in a Will Ferrell kind of way, but in a ooh.
But you know what's worse is if somebody said who? So yeah. It's better to be laughed at than, you know.
Did you say you know him?
Yeah, I've met him before. My husband's friends with him.
Is friends with Carrot Top?
Mm-hmm.
Does he tell a lot of people that?
Yeah, I mean,
funny how this is the first time you've ever mentioned this,
yeah,
Jen.
Right. We went to a show in Vegas and I got to meet him and stuff.
Was he a cool dude?
Yeah, he's nice. His name's Scott. He's like a normal dude.
You see how buffed out he is now?
Yeah.
Jen, like Cameron Crowe knows you. That's so cool.
Don't admit Carrot Top.
Right, let the Carrot Top thing go. Like, you're over here like, yeah, dude, I know Carrot Top. Seriously, that's like knowing the 5th Baldwin brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Scooter Baldwin. Yeah.
Yeah, you won't get a lot of people going, no, you don't.
Right.
This is like the celebrity bell curve. You just forget Cameron Crowe if you got Carrot Top on there.
No.
They cross each other
Let's
out.
Not forget Cameron Crowe.
Yeah, keep Cameron Crowe. Let Cameron.
We'll keep Cameron and Nancy.
404-741-1005. These 5 celebrities are known as the best hung in entertainment. Who are they? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim.
Yes. Hello.
All right.
How are y'all?
With all these guesses and everything, for sure you have it right. Let's do this.
It's John Corbett.
It's John Corbett. No, it's not. 4 of 5.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
She's just guessing the wrong way. She's like, I'm not going through the other 4.
She's crowded everybody around, like the radio at the office and stuff. Watch me get this.
Hey, you guys want to hear me win?
Yeah.
John Corbett, I would believe, though, because he came in here, and he's like 6'9" or something.
He's lanky.
He's tall and buff, too. He's not skinny.
Yeah. Well, the buff thing doesn't do any, you know. You can't do anything for that. There's no curl you can do, no sit-up, no push-up, or I would have been doing a million of them. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi. Okay. I have Chris North, Harrison Ford, Eddie Murphy, David Letterman, and Don Johnson.
What was the first one you said there?
Chris North.
Chris North.
Mr. Big.
Mr. Big.
They don't call him Mr. Big for nothing, right?
Right.
You got 4 of 5.
Okay.
All right.
I need to ask Melissa a question.
Good morning, Dina.
Hey, Bert.
Hello, Dina. I thought we were going to end this today.
I know it.
Come on.
I know it
Come
now.
Come on. You know it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. Eddie Murphy, Harrison Ford, David Letterman, Don Johnson, and Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan was on
Jackie
Sex
Chan's
in the City?
Yeah. Come on, Jackie Chan.
He said he was short, and he said he was famous for something else.
Come on, we all know the stereotype. Jackie Chan can't be on that.
I think it's him.
Come on.
Come on, Bert.
You're just joking, right?
No. Well, yeah, I am. I have one other. You want me to go for it?
Is this Dina, our singing telegram
lady? Yes, it is.
I don't recognize your voice. You can't win. You're like almost an employee.
Yeah, you're family now.
Well, shoot, could I give it to my sister?
Have her call back in.
Have her call. It was an awful guess.
Watch
anyway.
Out. We might put a mulch on her.
Bert, short men, you know, you never know, Bert.
Well,
I think Bert knows.
Yeah. I know. Yes, I do.
Bye.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
You too.
And Jackie Chan was never on Sex in the City, was he?
I don't think so.
Yeah, do you remember the scene where it was him and Chris Tucker and they were beating up the four girls? No?
No. I thought we were getting a winner today. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, I got this, guys.
All right.
Come on, Sean.
It. If I don't got it, I'm giving Bert's Big Adventure $250.
All right.
Ooh.
All right. Letterman, Harrison Ford, Eddie Murphy, Don Johnson, and Huey Lewis.
Well, Bert's Big Adventure thanks you for the $250 check.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
All right. I will get put the person back on. I'll give him my credit card and pay the $250.
All right, I will definitely put you on hold. Thank you for the donation.
Huey Lewis was on Sex and the City, though. He was, right?
Was he?
I think he guest starred in it, and I can't remember where, but I feel like he did.
This guy was certainly a bigger guest star in Sex and the City than Huey Lewis was, for sure.
Good clue.
All right, for sure.
Do you know who it is now?
I got it.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
I would even say...
Listen to Jen. Like, she's like, yeah, I know Carrot Top. I'm like, do you know who it is? She's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken me 9 days. But yeah.
Seriously, I knew it, like, last Monday when we started this.
I only knew it when Melissa did the light bulb in her head and said something when she was going to go write it down. That's when...
Yeah, and I think...
That was the big clue.
In my mumble, I gave a clue.
Yeah, a big clue.
I'll give you... This is... he was...
No, don't go.
No, no, hush.
I'm
like,
no, fun. Now that I know, I want people to guess wrong.
Good morning, Ken.
She'll get Carrot Top to beat your ass.
Hey, Ken.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Hey, it's Tim.
Oh, Tim. Okay, what's up?
Hey, are you guys ready to end this?
Yes. I hope so.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Eddie Murphy, David Letterman, Harrison Ford, Don Johnson, and Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Who is Mikhail Baryshnikov?
I honestly don't know. I think he was a dancer before going on Sex and the City.
All right. Is he over 40?
Of course he is.
And who was he in Sex and the City?
I have no clue.
Could he be Carrie's love interest that she went over to Paris with?
If you say so.
All right!
Yes. It's over.
And the reason that the light bulb popped in my mind is because I honestly had a poster of him in my room. Somebody gave it to me as a gift when I was in elementary school or something, because he was one of the most famous dancers ever.
Yes.
So he wasn't just a dancer. He was, big time. And so I had him in my room. And I remember my mother because obviously I wasn't paying that much attention, my mother making a comment because he was in the ballet tights. And my mother made a comment about his package.
Yeah, it was rolled up 4 or 5 different times. It was fruit
roll-ups.
That's why he went into dance, just so he could wear those tights and be okay with it.
I mean, he the whole world knew.
Yeah, he was like, go ahead. Question my manhood.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, I don't have his biography or anything here in front of me, but I remember him doing a movie with, Gregory Hines back in the day.
White Knights,
okay. And he was Sex in the City, and he was Carrie's love interest. She goes to Paris with dude, then Big comes and basically gets her back. All right, so yes, Mikhail Baryshnikov was number 5, okay? Tim?
Awesome.
All right.
I didn't know I was still on.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. All right, Jeff, tell him what he's won.
$250 to spend at Buckhead Life Restaurant Group. You can go to Kima or Blue Point, Lobster Bar, Buckhead Diner, you pick it, Veni Vidi Vici, Preachy, Panos and Paul's, wherever you want to go. Atlanta Fish Market, we're going to take care of you. It's like a debit card, and you can recharge that as many times as you want.
Awesome.
All right, Tim, hold on. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, once again, here's your list with some description, okay?
Oh, no.
Description?
Yeah.
We get measurements?
You get measurements.
All right.
Nice.
All right. We start off with Eddie Murphy. All right. As legend has it, 8 to 9. Okay. David Letterman, the popular host of late night television, has been reported to be an impressive 9 or better.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Don Johnson says, one look at the phallus that made Miami Vice a primetime staple, and you can see why Melanie Griffin married him twice. Harrison Ford, a female reader, reports that star of the Indiana Jones series, the Star Wars trilogy, and The Fugitive is tremendously, tremendously, too tremendously hung.
And well, he married that 24-year-old. Now we know why she married him.
Right. And Mikhail Baryshnikov.
He's with old skinny chicken.
Oh, Calista Flockhart. Yeah. Who am I thinking of then?
Oh, my goodness.
That married the young girl.
He's breaking her rule.
Yeah, think of it.
Nicolas Cage?
No.
With the sushi girl?
Her name was Christina or something. Shoot. I get him
well,
in here.
Somebody that's not as well hung as Harrison Ford.
Think of the damage he's doing to her.
I know. She can't say it. She's a little thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin Costner is who I was thinking
of.
Yeah. I always confuse the two of them.
And Mikhail Baryshnikov taps out over 9.5.
Okay. So he did. Yeah, he has to tie it in a knot when he gets in those ballet pants.
In those tights,
yeah.
Pretty much. All right, we'll put this whole list up on our website because I know you guys are going to email because a lot of you probably... couldn't listen like this half an hour, and we'll be calling later on today. So we'll put it up on the email.
I don't think you should ever put it up on the website.
Just so people will ask all the time?
Yeah. I think you could only put up four.
You only put up the first four.
And don't put up the last one?
And then leave the last one blank, because I think the people who stuck around
gave
us 30 minutes a day every day for the past 11 months or however long this has been going on.
All right.
I think those people have earned the answer, and the rest of the people, F them.
All right, then before we put up are Eddie Murphy, David Letterman, Don Johnson, and Harrison Ford, but you listening now also know that Mikhail Baryshnikov was the fifth.
Or what if you put up the original four, and then, like, for the fifth one, you put somebody random, like Gordon from Sesame Street or something like that.
Webster.
Yeah.
The real five, Mikhail Baryshnikov, Harrison Ford, Don Johnson, David Letterman, and Eddie Murphy.
The Burt Show.
All right, so the Idiot's Guide to Spying on Boyfriend, Girlfriend, Husband, Wife.
Right. Yeah, we have talked for a couple of days about the fact that there are some people, and it's men or women, that have just that nagging feeling that their partner is cheating on them, and they need to find out for themselves if they're doing that. So they go and they spy, and they find out if it's true or not.
I go on record again as saying if you're doing this, the relationship's over anyway. There. It's on record.
That's not the debate. It's the debate is the disguise.
And we'll say this also, that we're going to take all your suggestions today. We will find somebody that wants to do this, spy on their boyfriend or husband or girlfriend, boyfriend, and we'll put that person on tomorrow. We will use all your suggestions, and then sometime, like over the next 48 hours, they'll try to pull it off and see how it goes. Michelle, you are on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What I did was I installed a keystroke recorder on my husband's laptop.
Okay.
And so I thought he had another email address that he was using, and it turned out he did. And he was emailing all these women back and forth, you know, going to personals and picking up all these women and telling them that he was divorced and, you know, all this crazy stuff. And he was meeting up with these women. And the only way I found out is because I put that keystroke recorder on there and got the email.
What exactly is that device?
It is a software that you can download. And what it does is it's like a spyware, like the ones that can get on your computer over the internet. But I put this one on myself. So what I could do is go back in and type in a secret password, and it would show me every keystroke that had been typed into the computer.
Wow.
Okay.
Now,
and it also took snapshots of the screen, so if people had sent him pictures, I could see those too.
Okay.
I'm just curious if he... why were you tipped off that he might be doing something like that on the internet, or was it
just acting weird?
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden he's got somewhere he's got to be, he's got a strange meeting, you know, not his normal pattern of work stuff. Oh, I've got to go to Macon today. Oh, why? You know, I couldn't get any straight answers, so I started to get suspicious. And
I know
he spends a lot of time on the computer, so, you know, I thought that that would be the best place to start looking.
Was there any sort of change in activity in the bedroom?
No. And that was the thing that, you know, kind of made me think, okay, well, maybe you're just crazy. It's not anything. But, you know, then I just got suspicious.
Okay. The name of the software, do you know?
It was Guardian.
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 Okay.
You can get that stuff on the internet, because I think what it's supposed to be used for is parents can put it on their computer to make sure their kids aren't, you know, doing nasty things or going to nasty sites, because you can go back and you can pull up every domain name that your kids has gone to. And I know one parent who used it because you could type in like a screen name because it was a girl who was being like, she was kept going back to this guy who was harassing her. Like they were like in eighth grade, you know, and the dad said, look, you got to cut it off. And they put this on and they put that guy's email on. So if she ever wrote him an email, it would actually send an email to the parents letting them know that that word had been typed into the computer. And then they went and pulled it up and confronted her.
Cindy, you were on The Voice Disguiser. We are putting together The Idiot's Guide to Spying.
Hi.
Hi.
The thing that I did that worked for my ex, and yes, Bert, I do agree with you. It's over. when he would check his voicemail from my home phone sometimes. So I would go behind him and do redial and look at the series of numbers on the display that were dialed. Some phones don't do it, but a lot of phones do. They'll show the whole series of numbers that you dialed, including the pounds and stars and everything.
Okay.
And I just wrote them all down, and that's how I got his voicemail code.
Okay.
And I would just go and check his voicemail every day. And there would be, baby, how are you? Hey, honey, it was good seeing you yesterday, and stuff like that on there.
Okay. So you busted him on his voicemail.
All right, thank you.
I like that way of getting the voicemail code.
Why are you sitting there shocked? Jeff's like...
You'll find out in 60 seconds or less.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe 30.
Good morning, Monica. Well, you are on The Bert Show, all the hits Q100. Don't need the voice disguiser.
Hi. First thing the person must do is pull a Monica. Have to pull the Monica.
What do you mean?
Monica, as in the song So Gone. Drive past his house in an unmarked car. Make sure you have your friend's car. I drove a Taurus. I rolled up to his house in a Corolla.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So make sure you change out cars because he knows what your car looks like because he always sees your car. Make sure you're in another car.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Jeff thought she was talking about something else?
I don't know.
You thought she was talking about something else?
741-1005.
Oh, never mind.
What's up, dude?
Phil. Hold
on. You got a story to tell?
Yeah.
Hold on just one second.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me roll through a couple of these. Sure. Good morning. Is this Candy?
Yep.
All right.
Candy.
This is The Idiot's Guide to Spying on Your Boyfriend, Girlfriend, Husband, Wife.
Yeah. Check the text messages on his cell phone.
All right. Okay.
Thank you very much. We will add that to the list. What do you got, Phil?
I'm not real sure how this adds into The Idiot's Guide, but Jeff thinks it's a great story. So I'm not going to mention any names as if you can't figure out who it is, but let's just say I dated a girl for a while. And right when we started dating, I kept getting these very flirtatious emails from a fan. Hey, Phil, love the show. Love everything you do on the show. You know, I'm sorry they, you know, put your whole life out on the radio. So tell me about your girlfriend. How are things going with that? I'd love to come see you on Saturday night up at Wild Bill's. And I'd write back, hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Things are going well. Yeah, come and see me sometime. If you want to come out with your friends, I'll put you on the guest list. Then it would come back again. Well, maybe sometime we can, you know, meet up and get some coffee, or maybe we can get a drink sometime. I'm just a huge fan. Don't think I'm a stalker. I'd write back and I'd be like, I was like, well, if you come up to Wild Bill's, you know, I'll be happy to buy you and all your friends a drink one night. Just let me know if you ever want to come up. I'd get another response. Don't think I'm a stalker. I just really like to meet you in person. I'd like to hang out with you. It was an old girlfriend who created a fake email address as a fan just to respond to me and email me to see my responses, to see how I interacted with fans, to see if I would go and see if I entertained the thought of wanting to meet up with this girl.
So this was the current girl that you were going out, set up the account, and she was texting you as
emailing you
as a listener just to see how you'd respond.
Just to see how I would respond.
Dude.
Just to see if I would fall into the trap and say, oh yeah, let's meet up secretly.
That'd be a good way to spy though.
Yep.
I mean, you could put it on the list.
And obviously with Phil, it's easier because he's on...
Because random people email him.
He's on the radio. But
you got an office job. Why would anybody randomly email you?
Because
you
could get an email. You could get, like, what if you got an email from, like, a Hotmail account and it just said, hey, I don't want to tell you, you know, who I am. I just want to, you know, let you know that I think you're very funny around the office. I think you're blah, 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 blah. Don't shake your head, Jen. Guys are stupid.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, I have some advice about what not to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't ever get the other woman involved. If there's another woman and you know about her, don't try to gang up on the guy with her. It will never work out.
All right, so don't use the current as an ally in your spying.
Right.
Okay? That sound good to y'all?
Yeah, don't use the mistress as an ally.
Who has that story? Is it Crash who came home and found his current girlfriend and the girl that he was screwing around with both sitting on his couch?
Yeah. He saw that. And then we had a listener one time that we thought that they were getting together with the mistress and they were going to bust him, and then the mistress took off with him.
The intervention.
That's yeah. right.
Good morning, Doug. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
This is foolproof. It worked for me. All and right. that is to use a voice-activated recorder and tap your home phone.
Tap your home phone by using a voice-activated recorder.
So you don't have to be home. You can be out on a business trip or whatever, but it will record both ends of the conversation of what's going on at home. Mm-hmm. It's legal because you're paying for your own home phone. Uh-huh. I mean, it's your bill. It's your phone. So, but it worked for me.
Where do you even go to get a device like that?
Radio Shack.
Really?
It's very simple. It's not that expensive. And like I said, if you really think something's happening, you're going to know based on a voice-activated recorder and the conversations that go on.
And what did you find out?
I found out that my wife was having an affair at her office and also with the next-door neighbor.
Oh, dude. Are you kidding? The double whammy.
The double, yeah. Oh,
wow, sorry.
But it's awfully hard for them to deny that something's going on if you've got their own voice, you know, talking about the rendezvous and so on. So
I'm just curious how this whole thing played out. So did you ever go over to the next-door neighbor and say, dude, I know what's going on?
You know what? A lot of people said I should have ratted him out, and I thought, you know what? If he's going to screw around and he's going to ruin his marriage, he can do it on his own.
So you never ratted him out?
She'll find out eventually.
He's still married to her?
Actually, yeah, I think they ended up getting divorced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow. So, but I didn't want to put my foot into it and cause the breakup. I knew, you know, if he's screwing around like that on his wife, that he'd get caught or found out. So
I mean, it sure seems to me like the reoccurring theme here is, yeah, you can do all this stuff, and this is what I did. But when I did it, I found out what I already knew. Like you said before, you know,
But sometimes you do need proof because people that are the cheaters have gotten very good at manipulation. They've gotten very good at lying, and yeah, they'll deny it right to your face.
Morning, Burt Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. You can always use your kids.
What? Oh. I don't know if I'm not going to put that on this list.
Like, give us some examples.
No, because, if they're legal, you know, and they can drive. Because my mom would send me out at night to dig through my dad's car to find out if he was cheating on her or not. And while I was doing that, she would distract him.
It's awful. Did you know what you were doing when you were in that car and what the mission was?
I was just looking for any kind of evidence of numbers or pictures, and I found tons of pictures of him and the other woman.
That's still awful. That's awful to bring a child into this whole thing.
I'm not going to put that on the list because I don't think that's fair.
That's an awful thing to do. You're not bothered by that your mom put you in that position?
Well, I was actually on her side. You know, we want to find out what the truth is, and so I was willing to go to that extent.
Wow, that's
still your father.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I can endorse that.
Yeah, I'm not going to put that on the list, but it does remind me of an adult child of a father who was screwing around on the mom. And I was actually here, just a few years ago, was a part of a drive-by with a friend on her own father, which is bizarre. I totally forgot about that. But we drove by a hotel and caught him with this other woman.
This is the Idiot's Guide to Spying on Your Significant Other. Hey, Susan.
Yes, I just suggest that they buy a GPS tracking device.
Oh, my God.
GPS tracking device.
In the car, right?
Yes, it saves money on PI.
Let me ask you about these tracking device deals. Is there some kind of almost like TiVo type thing to it where you can actually go back and track where the car has been all day long, or do you have to be watching it in real time?
No, you just go into the internet, you put in a password, and you have tracking logs.
So you
can do that with the navigation on my Pathfinder. There's a setting you can set, and it's the purpose for it is so if you drive somewhere, you can find your way home.
Right.
You know, because it labels everything on the map, but you can do that setting, and then you can hide the route until you need it. So if you were cutting enough, you could set that. And like I said, just because using my car today, I could have set that and then looked back on and see exactly where she went.
Hey, Susan, do you know the name of the device that you were using?
No, it's been probably 5 years ago since I did it, but they're very advanced now.
I'm curious of the result of what you did.
Do what?
I'm curious of what happened. What'd you find out?
Well, I did it. I didn't do it. I did it because I was going through a divorce, and I.
Okay. It was
already. And I did it for religious reasons. I had to know what was going on.
All right, but it wasn't. Right. You were already divorced at the time where you tried spying on him?
I had to know for religious reasons what was going on.
For religious reasons?
For scriptural reasons.
What does that mean?
To get a divorce.
Okay.
Okay.
If he really was
cheating on her, then she felt spiritually that she could divorce him.
I got you. Because she believes so strongly in her
marriage vows, she had to make sure he broke those vows in order to get a divorce.
Tracy got a phone call one time. She just sent me this instant message. She got a phone call one time from a guy who had heard a topic that we had talked about on The Burt Show.
Mm-hmm.
And needed to know exactly what day and time we talked about that because he had heard it on the recording that he had from the recorder that he'd hidden in his wife's car.
Oh, and he could time it based on what we were talking about.
And he could time it based on, so he would call up and go, yeah, it's when Bert and Melissa were arguing about spying on your man and this is blah, 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 and Jeff was shooting his gun. And I don't know if she gave him the information or not, but he knew bits and pieces of it and wanted to know the exact day and time.
Tracy says she went online, not our Tracy, this is a listener Tracy, went online under his name, and the other woman started talking to him.
Oh, so sign on his IM.
Yep, sign on using his account. All right, so what do we have for our list here? Complete Idiot's Guide to Spying. What do we have?
All right, the first thing that we got was the keystroke recorder on the laptop to see, like, emails and stuff you do online, and Guardian is the name of the software. Number two was redial on your phone to show previous numbers dialed, which also can include the pounds and the codes to get voicemail codes in case they were checking their voicemail at home, and then go in and check their voicemail messages. Be sure if you do a drive-by in a different car than the one that they're used to seeing you in. You can also check text messages on cell phones. Create anonymous email account and email as someone else to see how they respond to you, knowing that you're somebody different. Don't use the mistress as an ally in the plot if you know for sure they're cheating on you. Tap your home phone with a voice-activated recorder. Get a GPS tracking device, and you can do it that way, or you can sign on to his IM and see who talks to them.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.